Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, it's Trader Cobb. Welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. It's Trader Cobb here with Madison Van Bennekom of Australian Crypto Group, as well as the Crypto Revolution Investments Fund, which is a fantastic fund that's out there helping out and growing based around the cryptocurrency community investment choices. So it's a fantastic honor to have him here. I'm just going to ask a few questions of Madison. We're going to go back and forth to just sort of have a bit of a breakdown of what we think is going on in the market. So as you all know by now, guys, I'm always trying to find the best minds in the business, best people to speak with, and get different opinions, because my opinion by myself is one thing. It's the opinion of others that I'm really looking forward to. So Madison, would you like to give yourself a little bit of an intro, mate, to the audience?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I run CRI. I help admin Crypto Australia. We're setting up other funds and helping ICO teams around Australia. So, yeah, I guess in short, that's pretty much where we're at. The fund is the main side to what I do.
Awesome, mate. So you got a pretty good insight. I know that I've been following you for a very long time, and you were a big part in getting me into the game. I've been known you for quite some time now, and at the end of the day, I mean, you're one of the most respected minds out there in the Australian community. For those of you who are in different parts of the world, it's definitely worthwhile looking up Crypto Revolution Investments. Get on the Facebook page as well, just to sort of plug in and see what the entire team are putting out there, because it's really good quality stuff. So while we've got you for a short period of time, mate, I mean, obviously you've been in crypto for quite some time. Where we are right now with regards to the market and the growth phase, and where the market sits, I mean, I guess give us a bit of a view on your assessment as to where we are and where you think we might be going. Of course, this isn't investment advice at all. We're just having a conversation.
Yeah, I think short term, we're still going to be fairly bearish at this point in time. But long term, we've been talking to, different sovereign wealth funds, not directly, indirectly, with different sovereign wealth funds about getting into cryptocurrency. And I guess when you start to look at institutional funds and institutional money, you can see the bigger picture that towards the end of the year, I think we're going to really start to push up and go a lot further than where we were at the last all-time highs.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting that, isn't it? I mean, you guys that are on the podcast regularly, subscribers and whatnot, you know what I'm talking about when I talk about this being a new industry. A revolution is coming. It is there. It's been likened to the dot-com in many ways. And you also understand that, I'm a short-term trader, but I'm also a long-term investor in the space. So, people in this market, I don't know if you agree with me, Mads, but people in this market tend to be very short-term driven, focus right on the now, need money now. And as much as you hear me talk about the now, I talk about the now as far as where I'm at, where my trading is, where the market is for now. When we're investing, we're looking longer term. And what's your sort of, the immaturity of this market is definitely there to play, but what's your, how do you think we're going to get to that next growth phase? Because we need to get some maturity in the marketplace and some different money entering.
I think to get the professional types in this, we need to sort of let go of all the constant shills and talks of Lambos and everything like that. So, there's some people in the industry that I don't agree with that, are out to benefit themselves and not the community. So, ICO shillers, I won't get into names on the podcast, but yeah, I think we need to push away from those sorts of people that have large followings that, started off good in the space with good intentions, and then just money got to their head and they've just started to, just destroy the whole community sense. I think once we start to push away and we get, economists and people with decent brains in this whole space, that we're actually going to start to go further.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And without mentioning any names, I will mention a wonderful track that's gone out there. Maybe it's called Moon Lambo. Yes. Look, well, don't worry, mate. You're not going to offend anybody of my listeners. We've been across this quite some time now, talking about the immaturity and the fact that the largest influencer out there is doing some of the most bizarre things. I do believe that a level of maturity is needed. I believe that we'll see that shift. Institutional money to enter requires it. If we want to see this market grow, we've got to act like adults here. We've got to act like investors and people that have a true vision that can help this market. We're not talking about Lambos. We're not talking about going to the moon. We're talking about an established business, an established industry. And we are at the birthright at this moment, and it's the nurturing that it needs from professional minds and smart people in the game. Hence why I've got you in here, mate. We don't need to just talk about all the rubbish, silly things out there. We don't need to lose our cool. We do need to focus on the market. So with that being said, out of the top 10, do you think that there's anything that's going to majorly fall out? You don't have to be specific if you don't wish to, but do you think the top 10 will remain this time at the end of the year?
No, I can't see the top 10 remaining. I can see probably, I'd say, Ripple falling out, you know, somewhere, maybe not out of the top 10, but I can definitely see it falling down further. And I can definitely see VeChain pushing up and taking a top 5 spot.
VeChain, right. You've said the word, so I'll ask you a few more questions on that, of course. Guys, I know a lot of you are in VeChain. I keep a very close eye on it. It's not one that I've actually put too much of my time into, and it's just simply because, as you all know, I'm pretty stretched. You know, there's only so much time that I've got to put into that sort of stuff, and it's the reason why I keep friendships like yourself, Madison, other than the fact that you're a good bloke. You do know a lot about it, and you're across the fundamentals a lot more than I am. So with VeChain, I mean, you're just saying that we may see a reshuffle of the top 10. We don't know what's going to come out of the top 10, but you're more sort of bullish on what might enter the top 10. Give us a breakdown as to why you think VeChain might actually be there.
I'm bullish on all things professional. So the team is professional. The way they do things is professional. You know, when we consider against other teams, say Walton, for example, you know, with how they set up that prize and what they do and everything like that on Twitter, it's completely unprofessional. But the way VeChain acts and works and the partnerships they're getting, the partnerships I feel they will get, the way they've set everything up, you know, Masternode cutoff is, I think, 7 or 8 days from now. So, you know, if you don't have that 10,000 ven, you won't become part of that Masternode team, and that will help support those guys from early on. Early investors will benefit later on. So, yeah, I can definitely see VeChain pushing out. I can't say if it's going to make top 5, but I can definitely say it's going to get higher than where it is now compared to some of the ones above it.
And that's a big thing, isn't it? I mean, look, we talk about the execution of projects, the vision of projects, the teams of projects, the you know, the token metrics, like, i.e., does a token link back to the actual value proposition the business is bringing? It comes back to the professionalism. You know, we've got to get beyond a good website and, you know, holes in a white paper. And by the sound of it, VeChain's one that has hit the nail on the head there, which is really fantastic. Is there any other reasons or anything else that you'd like to sort of mention while you've got the time? Is there any projects that you want to shill yourself? No, I'm just joking. I know you don't shill, but anything you want to let the listeners know of while the time. We've got time, really, because we have had a bit of a dip in the market, and there is a good opportunity now for people that are either entering into this market or looking to build out their portfolio with some effectively, I won't say the word cheap because I don't like that word, but some projects available that are very, very good, that because of the irrational and emotional nature of this market have fallen to very low prices, despite the fact that their tech and their business plans continue to evolve and grow and sign partnerships. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
So there's a multitude of cryptocurrencies that I feel, you know, will be far better off than where they are right now. Some that have taken monster hits in this last fall. Again, I'm not giving general advice at all. This is just us having a conversation. But yeah, I like the ones that have a big business backing, big ideas. Obviously, you know, Ethereum is still the pick of the litter there. But, you know, something that's fallen from grace, I would still go completely bullish on NEM. It fell from a high of $2.06 US to 29 cents, I think it hit. So, and you know, yeah, there's talks about them not having enough in their back end team, but yeah, the way they do their community development and the way they I guess hold themselves and run their business, I think, is very professional, and to pick up NEM around 30 cents is where it was sitting 1 year ago from now. So, you know, I can't see why you wouldn't do that. There's a few other projects that, you know, I do love, but I obviously hold a lot of money in those projects, so I don't want to get into those projects, you know, metal pay and stuff like that, you know, but I won't start shilling all those. You guys can do your own research. on those ones.
We almost got him, guys. We almost got the canary singing. We've done our best. We've tried. But, I mean, like with everything, guys, you know, we need to do our own research. We need to work through this. I mean, that's the whole point of you listening to this and being involved in the Trader Cobb community, is to get education, to learn from people that know what they're talking about. I'm obviously a trader. I know exactly what I'm talking about in that space. But to bring in really good minds in the fundamental sense, that's my task to do this as well. Of course, I'm learning a great deal as I go along, but I make no claims to be a fundamental genius here. So with that, we're around that 10-minute mark, which is a perfect podcast time. We've also got to go to a lunch with the man himself, Charlie Lee. That is today. So look, what I want to do is just ask you this, Madison, put you on the spot a bit. If you were to give 3 points to become a good investor in cryptocurrency, like, is there 3 things you need? Team, the token, like whatever it may be. What are the 3 things? I mean, it might be 2, it might be more, but what are the things that you think that the listeners should be, from a fundamental sense, looking out for when they're looking to pick good projects?
I think team is number one, scalability. So we start to see now, you know, things past the blockchain. We start to see Holochain, we're seeing Rayblox, Hashgraph, Zilliqa. We'll see Radix before the end of the year. I think if you want to call these the next generation of cryptocurrencies, I think you really need to start looking into those cryptos, because a lot of the other cryptos are going to get left behind when you have something just so far more advanced than what we have at this point in time. So yeah, definitely, you know, don't always go with what everyone's going with, because that's what's happening at this point in time. Start to broaden your horizons and go for something much larger.
So team's the number one pick?
Team's number one.
Right, team's the number one pick. So thanks very much, Matt. That's Madison Van Bennekom, guys. Look him up on YouTube. Visit Crypto Revolution Investments website. You can find that and the Facebook and everything. It's Trader Cobb here. Have a fantastic trading day. Don't forget to give a review, 5 stars to the podcast, guys. Visit TraderCobb.com and have a fantastic trading day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.